Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's the last day of 2024. You'll be interested to know. 25 years ago, today, in 1999, the United States officially handed over control of the Panama Canal to Panama. This significant event marked the culmination of decades of negotiations, shifting the management of this vital waterway from U.S. control to Panamanian authority, impacting global trade routes. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect chest-to-shoulder-high swell on Tuesday morning with glassy conditions and light offshore winds. Afternoon conditions will be semi-choppy. Wednesday will continue with chest-to-shoulder-high swell, remaining glassy in the morning, shifting to semi-glassy in the afternoon. On Thursday, expect waist-to-chest-high swell with glassy morning conditions, becoming semi-choppy later. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 3 to 4 feet until 11. After that, it turns fair until sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 4.5-foot incoming mid-tide when the east swell is 3 feet at 14 seconds and the offshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide Tuesday will be 6.5 foot at 8:30 a.m. with a minus 1 foot low tide at 4. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, there's patchy fog and feels like 53 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:53, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:51. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early today, clearing by mid-morning, then becoming partly sunny with a high near 62 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect more patchy fog after 10. With a low around 47. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on New Year's Day with a high near 67. There will be patchy fog in the morning and again after 10 p.m. Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 48. Thursday brings more mostly sunny weather with a high near 70. Friday starts with patchy fog, then turns partly sunny, with a high near 68. Friday night will be mostly cloudy, with a low around 49. Saturday sees patchy fog again, with a high near 63, and a low around 47 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, fluorescent-colored sand on San Diego County beaches may illuminate complex erosion patterns affecting the coastline. This tracer study employs environmentally friendly grains to track sand movement caused by ocean currents. A report from a sediment management task force reveals that the traditional belief of southbound sediment migration is overly simplistic. Instead, sediment movement varies by location and season. Oceanside officials are advocating for a pilot sand retention project, which would use nearly 1 million cubic yards of sand from offshore deposits. Research indicates that revitalizing beaches could significantly enhance tourism and property values, making this investment worthwhile. Now on to sports. Last night, on Monday Night Football in Santa Clara, the Detroit Lions, now 14-2, defeated the San Francisco 49ers, who fell to 6-10, with a thrilling 40-34 victory. Jared Goff dazzled with 3 touchdown passes, including a spectacular hook and ladder play. Kirby Joseph's clutch interceptions and Jahamer Gibbs' game-sealing 30-yard touchdown run highlighted the night. Detroit's win sets up a high-stakes showdown against Minnesota for the NFC North title this weekend. In college football, tonight, the 11th-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide face the unranked Michigan Wolverines in the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa, Florida. Alabama, at 9-3, aims for a 10th win, while Michigan, 7-5, seeks to capitalize on momentum. Alabama is favored by 15 points, with the over-under at 44.5. Also tonight, the 8th-ranked Boise State Broncos clash with the 5th-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions in the Fiesta Bowl for a spot in the playoff semifinals. Boise's Ashton Janti eyes a historic season mark, while Penn State's stout defense aims to halt him. Penn State is favored by 11.5, with the over-under set at 53.5 at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. In local sports, the Lakers, with an 18-13 record, recently hosted the Portland Trail Blazers at Crypto.com Arena. LeBron James, averaging 25.9 points, faced off against Shaedon Sharpe, who boasts 18.1 points per game. Tomorrow afternoon, the Kings, at 21-10-5, host the New Jersey Devils in Los Angeles. Anse Kopitar leads the charge with 39 points, aiming to outshine Jesper Bratt and his 47 points. The Devils, at 24-12-3, promise a thrilling matchup. In top news, food addiction is a growing concern, affecting up to 14% of adults and 15% of children. Experts highlight that our diets are increasingly filled with irresistible, ultra-processed foods designed to trigger dopamine release in the brain, similar to addictive substances like nicotine and alcohol. For example, consuming fat and sugar can boost dopamine levels significantly. Researchers emphasize the need to distinguish between highly processed foods and nutritious options. As awareness increases, experts are exploring solutions to combat food addiction, urging individuals to recognize their triggers and develop healthier coping strategies. In business news, American Giant is making headlines with its American-made cotton t-shirts, priced at $12.98, available at Walmart this holiday season. While less than 4% of apparel purchased in the United States is made domestically, Walmart's commitment to sourcing more American-made products has helped American Giant thrive. The company invested in automation and efficient design changes, allowing them to produce these shirts competitively. The success has sparked interest from other brands exploring domestic manufacturing, showcasing a potential shift in the apparel landscape amidst ongoing inflationary pressures. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under 93,000. Ethereum is just under 3,400. And Goatsius Maximus is now down to 46 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Recent concerns have emerged regarding black plastic kitchen utensils, leading many consumers to reconsider their use. This type of plastic, often containing carbon black, is used in various products, including food containers and electronics. A recent study found toxic flame retardants in many black plastic items, although the study's authors later corrected a calculation error regarding exposure levels. Experts warn that black plastic is challenging to recycle due to its color, which complicates sorting processes. With increasing scrutiny, environmental advocates urge consumers to avoid black plastic to mitigate potential health risks and pollution. And in entertainment news, a shocking question is echoing through Hollywood. How did actress Blake Lively acquire damaging text messages? In a lawsuit filed on December 24th, the founder of a publicity firm representing actor Justin Baldoni seemingly revealed herself as the source of those texts, while denying any involvement. Lively accused Baldoni of orchestrating a campaign to smear her after she reported on-set sexual harassment. The texts submitted as evidence imply that Baldoni's team plotted social manipulation to protect his reputation. The case highlights the complex interplay of legal and public relations strategies, raising questions about the origins of the messages. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Austrian poet and novelist, Rainer Maria Rilke. And he said, "And now we welcome the new year, full of things that have never been." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.